This is the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, episode 70.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
On this episode of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, I give you a little update on what's going on with our friend Andrew Hansen, Forever Affiliate Sites, the Rankings Institute, and all the stuff that goes along with that. And I've got Farnoosh Brock back in the house. She's not talking about internet marketing or building internet businesses. She's talking about probably the reason that you're listening to me in the first place, your day job. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
All right. So I have a friend in studio today who's just chewing on the mic there, a little puppy named Bella. For those of you that follow me on Twitter, you've seen pictures of Bella. And the thing is, her kennel is in my studio at the moment because we're kennel training her. She's 10 or 11 weeks old. Hi, Bella. stop licking the microphone. And she is just adorable. I'll put a picture of her in the show notes. She's a cross between an Australian Shepherd and a Catahoula, and she was a rescue dog from a shelter that wasn't taking very good care of their dog. She was dropped off at a kind of a cut rate shelter, and she had parvo, and which has like a 90% mortality rate in puppies, and she had kennel cough, but she's all good now. And she licks my face while I podcast, which is really cool. So we're happy to have this new member of the family. And my kids are super excited about Bella. So hi, Bella. I've been talking to Andrew this week. As you guys know, Andrew has been promoting his new product, Rankings Institute. And the interesting thing about this is for this product, Andrew has teamed up with a professional SEO. So Andrew's a marketer who knows a lot about SEO, and he's teamed up with a guy who does SEO for a living. The guy has personally built and driven traffic to about 400 affiliate sites of his own. And in addition to that, this guy, his name is Alex, has his own SEO, successful SEO business. So that's really cool. They met in an SEO mastermind, as far as I know. They both talk with funny accents. I think Alex is from England, and of course, Andrew is from Australia. And so I've been hanging out in the Rankings Institute. That course starts on February 3rd. Andrew did a fantastic webinar, and if you're interested in hearing the webinar, it's about an hour long, and about 50 minutes of it is just interesting information about how search engine optimization has changed and how there's still huge opportunity for free traffic. So even if you're not interested in the Rankings Institute, I encourage you to go see the webinar while it's still open. You can go see that replay at latenightim.com/Andrew webinar. Again, that's latenightim.com/Andrew webinar. And just full disclosure, there is a pitch at the end of the webinar for Andrew's Rankings Institute, but the webinar is chock full of interesting information and case studies for about the first hour. So you can just shut it off if you're not interested in Rankings Institute at the end, but I definitely encourage you to go over to latenightim.com/Andrew webinar and check that out. Okay, so today I have Farnoosh Brock back in the house. A lot of you know Farnoosh. She's super famous and super cool. She has an outstanding business that she has built. She used to work at a big electronics-related company, just like me, and she had a great career, just like me, and she got interested in doing stuff outside of that career, just like me. And the difference between her and me is she left that career and started her own business. I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet, and I don't know if I ever will. But Farnoosh and I got to talking about why people listen to shows like Late Night Internet Marketing and why people take courses like her other course that I took, Smart Exit Blueprint, that talk about strategies for leaving your day job. And, you know, the reason is obviously that people are either dissatisfied with the work that they're doing or dissatisfied with the recognition and pay that they are getting, or they're looking for something that their job doesn't offer them. Now, with the first two, a lot of times that can be rectified by raises or promotions. If you're looking for a different responsibility, a different job responsibility that's more fulfilling for you, or if you just are looking for more money, which is a lot of times the case with people in internet marketing, because they're just looking to make extra money, a lot of times that can be solved more efficiently by just getting a promotion, getting ahead on your day job. And the problem is, how do you do that? It turns out that Farnoosh and I have something in common, and that is in my 20 plus years in industry, one of the things that I do a lot is career counseling of younger engineers and of people that, you know, are coming in behind me. Because as I've mentioned before, I've been really blessed and very successful in my career, in my day job. So I have a lot of experience about the kinds of things that it takes to get ahead in the corporate world. And so Farnoosh decided that she was going to come out with a course about this because she knew a lot about it from her experience in her previous job. And I thought that would be something that you guys would be very interested in, because I know a lot of you are listening to this show because your day job is not exactly what you want it to be. So you're looking for something else for whatever reason. And in many cases, even if you don't see yourself staying in your day job forever, it's going to be a while before you can build your internet business up to something that would allow you to make a transition. So it made sense to me to get Farnoosh on here and give us some free tips about how to get ahead in your day job, some stuff out of her course that she is offering. Now, if you're interested in that course, you can find it over at latenightim.com/day job. Again, that's latenightim.com/day job. But I'll let Farnoosh tell you more about the course and what's in there. What the real reason that I wanted her here was just to give you a sense of what's possible and what kind of mindset that you should have in your day job if you want to make the most out of it as you possibly can. So, without further ado, here's Farnoosh.
I am on the phone with Farnoosh again. Farnoosh, how are you?
Hi, I'm so excited to be speaking to you, Mark.
I'm really glad you're here. You know, your episode, when you were on the show on episode 61, has been one of the more popular episodes that I've done. I'm sure you hear that a lot. I know Eric says the same thing about when you were on Beyond the To-Do List, so you probably get that all the time.
I'm so honored that you guys have had me on and I've been in touch with your listeners, and it's been wonderful. So thank you so much for having me on again.
So I have you on because as a lot of my listeners know, you and I are not only friends, but we actually got started in sort of a business relationship with me as your client, taking one of your courses about this called Smart Exit Blueprint, which was about people who are trying to come up with a strategy for exiting their current job and starting a new career. And as I've said on this show before, I thought that was absolutely a wonderful course. But I heard that you are offering a new course that's a little different that I thought might be interesting to my listeners. And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit today. And that's called Crack the Code, right?
Crack the Code to Get Promoted. That's correct.
Okay. So to be completely honest, you know, one of my big things with my audience is I tell them the truth all the time, so which is apparently kind of unique. And I don't know why that's such a big deal. But my experience has been in talking to my listeners that a lot of people find me because they are looking to move away from something. They're moving away from a job that they don't love or a career that they're not happy with, and they're trying to do something new by starting a business online or a side hustle. But Crack the Code is about getting promoted or getting more out of a job that you already have. And I thought that for some of my listeners, that might be actually a better solution for the problem that they find themselves in, because they've already invested so much in the job that they're in that it might make more sense for them to take one more attempt or to have a better strategy for leveraging their current investment in their, let's call it, in their day job. And so I wanted to get your you know, kind of feeling about that and whether or not Crack the Code is something that can help people who just aren't quite getting what they expected out of their current job.
Right. So actually, the idea came from, a conversation I had with my mom. I've worked on this course for over a year, you know, but she said something when I was talking about Smart Exit Blueprint to her. And she said, honey, not everyone is supposed to leave their jobs and start a business. Some of us have a career and we are invested in it and we just need to figure out what we're doing wrong. And, you know, it made me look back at my 11 and a half year career at a giant technology Fortune 100 company. And I had a lot of fun and I built a successful career after making a lot of mistakes. And you know, there is so much that you can do right now in your current job starting tomorrow. I'm happy to give you practical tips that can make a huge difference in how you are perceived by your management, how you are enjoying the job, you know, from setting expectations to stop sabotaging your career by your attitude, and so many simple things that I wish I knew at the time, because I did all the hard work, but I didn't do these subtle things. So I do agree that not everyone is meant to go out there and become an entrepreneur. And a lot of us have successful, thriving careers, and we are running corporate America. And I really want to help you understand how to take charge of your career and just take a look at what you are doing right, so you could do more of that, and at what you are doing wrong without knowing it, so you stop it and just see what happens.
So I am led to believe that this course is a course that is you've created in the traditional, what's become the traditional Farnoosh Brock style. So can you tell me, and for people who haven't been through one of your courses before, can you tell me what it's like when you sign up for the course and you know, everybody's job is different. Everybody's in a different situation. How's the course structured, and how in the world would you be able to put together a course like this that would be generally helpful to such a broad range of people out there?
Right. Very good. So it doesn't matter what industry you are in. This applies to engineers, project managers, and people in the construction. As long as there is a corporate structure with managers and you doing a job and someone sort of, quote unquote, grading you on it, this is going to apply to you. You know, I make people look at the career, at the work from an outside perspective. So I help you pull yourself out, because we get so into it, we don't even have a good perspective on what we're doing right or wrong. So we talk about mindset, your reputation, your self-confidence, your attitude, your approach to your work, your relationship relationship with your boss, your circle of influence, the people who know you and like and trust you and what they can do to help advance your career, or if you cross them, what they can do to stop your career from advancing. And just how you look at yourself in the company structure, and also how your personal life comes into play in the workplace, and then actually progressing and advancing and figuring out how to ask for that raise, how to time it, how to say the words, how to position yourself so you are the next candidate for moving up the ladder. And I said earlier that I worked a year long on this, besides, you know, the career that I had and the mentoring that I did and the coaches that I had. So I had firsthand experience putting these strategies that I share with you into practice, and also the mistakes that I made. And then I mentored my peers at Cisco, where I used to work, and I saw how much success they had with just, you know, tweaking what they were doing a little bit. And then I went on this one-year research where I spoke to 25 people, from individual contributors all the way to vice presidents and CEOs of random companies, different industries, different size. And this information, you know, this the common information, the common threads that came out were so powerful that that I came to the conclusion, this is going to apply to you. So I hope that answers your question, and I can go into more detail. And as far as the structure of the course, this is an audio format, because I see the ideal person taking this course, someone who goes to work, who has a daily commute, who has some time to just, you know, a little time to take care of their own career and investment in their own career, but then they have a very busy life. So you can just put this in your earbuds and go and listen, and then come back and do the work and the homework. So I made it in a format that's very mobile and it goes with you. And I like auditory learning. I find it very powerful. So I was hoping this is going to be the best way to convey the information to you.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will appeal to my listeners, because they're in auditory learning.
Oh, that's
mode
right.
Whenever they're listening to me. So that makes sense. Now, I've had a corporate job for 25 years, and I've done managed a lot of people and done a lot of counseling. And one of the career counseling, probably the key piece of career counseling advice that I've given to people over the last 25 years, is that no one is going to actually take care of you and your career better than you. And, you know, I find that a lot of people sit around and wait for things to happen to them. And it sounds to me like this is one of the core ideas that you're communicating in this course, in teaching people how to take control of their own situation. Can you talk about your feelings about that a little bit?
Yes, that's my module one, Mark. So you're right on, you know, right on track there. Because yes, nobody's gonna manage your career, least of all your manager, even if you have a mentor or a coach. Nobody. You are in charge. And the moment you actually realize that and take charge, you become a person that others are going to start watching. You know, so instead of expecting others to take care of you and working you're behind off, you know, and then expecting it, still it's not going to happen. There is a shift that needs to happen to where you become the ultimate responsible person in managing your career. And that's true whether you are an employee or a business owner. And then not only is that attractive to your management and your company, because they need people who are leaders. And the first person you lead is yourself. The first person. And then you can set example by helping lead others. And the first thing you want to lead is your career and where it's going and what's happening to you. So just the attitude, even if you don't change anything else, but just take charge and think about, what is it I'm doing well? What is it I need to do more of? How can I be of more value to my boss and my team? And think with the attitude of giving first. And this is not big stuff. This could be a helping hand, a phone call, helping someone fix a computer problem. And just go with that attitude, and small changes can make such a huge difference. And it can also make you happier, because when we feel like we don't have control, we feel lost. But when you feel like maybe you do have control, maybe there are things you can do even in this economy, and even if your company is going through a hard time, because as you know, even in those times, people get promoted, people get bonuses and raises, and that could be you. So thank you so much for bringing that up, because that's my favorite topic, and that alone creates such a shift in your attitude and your perspective, and it's totally noticeable by your management.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary. Sometimes I have to smile because your path and my path have crossed so many times, and we have so many things in common. You know, corporate career, this, you know, stuff on the internet, and we have common friends. So it always, so many things about us resonate. It always makes me smile. So I appreciate that. But I want to ask you a hard question.
Okay.
Can you handle a hard question?
I can handle it, Mark.
So I looked at your sales letter, which people can find by going to latenightim.com/crack, okay, for crack the code. So I looked at your sales letter. I read it carefully. And one of the things I was a little surprised to see was a claim in the middle of the sales letter that you expected the return on investment for this course to be on average $4,000 a year. Now, I thought that was a pretty bold claim, and I was I'd like to get inside your head a little bit about what you mean by that, and how what were you thinking when you added that content to your sales letter?
Right. So, thank you for asking very hard questions.
Yeah, sure, because I know you very well, and I bet you spent a lot of time thinking about even whether or not to do that, and then once you did it, how to do it. So I want to hear about it.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I feel very confident in what this course can deliver, and I can see it even from initial buyers. But let's talk about that number, $4,000. I did a lot of thinking, Mark, about my ideal buyer, the person that this course, I designed this course with that person in mind. You know, it's going to apply to a lot of people, but this person is someone who has been in a corporate job, medium or large corporation size, for about 5 to 8 years, probably longer, but 5 to 8 years, 5 minimum, more likely 8. They have built a career. They are not a beginner. They have built a successful career. They are well regarded. They're a hard worker. They're smart. So they are probably paid pretty well, and they could be paid a lot more because they bring a lot of value to the company, but they're just not able to ask for all they're worth, and they're not able to still recognize that. So I see that the median salary to be anywhere from 75 to 95K. And I see the strategies that I share with them changing that salary and additional perks. We know companies have additional perks, anywhere from stock options, bonuses, other, Cisco had something called cap awards, you know, just money that they would give out. And again, that depends on the company's structure, or it could be not necessarily monetary, but maybe they offer to pay for your phone, for your car, depending on your, you know, for your home, internet, whatever your situation is. So all of that is money that adds up. And this is not a 1 year return. If you put these strategies into your work, you know, your career is a long career. You're there for the long term. Over time, on average, minimum, and I've spoken to a student who said it's a lot more, you could get a return of $4,000. It adds up on your salary, because every promotion can change your career. And people that are my ideal buyers, a promotion at that level is not a beginner promotion. You know, you've built a career, it's probably your second or third promotion, and it could be a significant change in salary if you know how to position yourself. You know, if you don't, then they're not going to recognize that. But this is all a negotiation. And so over time, that's going to add up. And over the life of your career, $4,000 is a minimum. So I was being very conservative there. But I hope that answers it. But I could go into more number crunching with you if you like.
No, I appreciated that number. I thought it was a very conservative number because, you know, these mindset changes that you're talking about, particularly when you stop being focused on yourself and your own, you know, strictly on your own projects, and you start focusing on enabling your team and enabling the people around you and making yourself indispensable to people and helping other people get their job done, the multiplying effect that can have on your career is enormous. And so, you know, just that small tip that you talked about just a minute ago about, you know, even something as simple as helping people with a computer problem. If you if that's, you know, just the mindset that you have, the amount of value that you can deliver to a company just multiplies, and it's going to mean to you in the end a lot more than $4,000 a year, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And I do want to make a point that, I don't know if you're going to bring this up, but I just want to make a point that something else I wish I had known earlier is the mindset of investing in yourself. You know, I had this attitude that unless my company paid for this training, I wasn't going to do it because they are supposed to pay for my training. You know, I do all this hard work and so it's justified. So if they turn down a training I wanted to go to, then I would never think about forking out my own money. And when I look back, I realize how many lost opportunities, great courses that I could have taken to develop myself, regardless of where my career was going. And this is a message that came to me late. So I just wanted to convey that.
Yeah, investing in yourself is key. And I, it's funny because it's funny that you mentioned that because my personal story, about 10 years ago, I had a situation where there was a conference that I knew I really needed to attend. And for whatever reason, my management didn't have the budget or didn't want to make the investment. And so I told my manager, I said, well, I understand that. I respect your decision, but I think this is really important for our project. And so I'd like your permission to take vacation and I'll pay for it myself. And I'll go to the conference because I think it really is critical. And so I was prepared to do that. I made the reservations and I, you know, on my own personal credit card. And about 3 weeks later, the manager came back to me and he said, I went to my vice president. Yep. I told him what you were doing. Here is, we've approved your trip. We'll pay for everything. And you know, I never, ever had trouble getting travel or a lot of other things ever approved again, because once yep. I showed that I was willing to spend my own money to do something like that, the message was clear. I was serious and that made them more serious about investing in me as well.
Yeah, no, it's a huge show, a sign that you are serious, and not just in yourself. You were telling them how this is going to benefit your work, and to take that extra step and actually go out and put your own money up front. I knew that was the ending of that story, and I love it. And it shows that you are a leader and you really care about the company, and they look at you completely different just by doing that. And plus, you benefit yourself because you invest in yourself.
Well, look, I appreciate you coming on here because, you know, I don't promote many products. I only promote things that I really believe in, that I've tried myself, from people that I know well, and I put you in that category of people that I know well. And, you know, you and I have this previous experience and kindred spirit going. So I really think this is something that, you know, for my listeners who are looking for something, but they don't quite know exactly what they're looking for, and they think they want to start a part-time business, I think that's great. And maybe some of them will do that. But I really do believe there are some of them out there that they think that's what they want, but what they really need to do is leverage their existing investment. And I really think this is an option for them to do that.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're just bringing this to your listeners, because just the stuff we talked about, if they just put that into practice, I think they can see the shift in their career, and it's just going to bring so much happiness into their lives, because once you're happier, you know, things just snowball. But no, thank you. I appreciate you having me on again, Mark, and I hope that we stay in touch and talk soon.
Oh, you can count on that. Thank you very much, Farnoosh.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I hope that was helpful to you. I will tell you that, you know, the thing that I always say to people in my day job, and I say to you here on the mic, you can get everything that you want in your life by helping enough other people get what they want. And that applies huge in your day job. That's the big time first thing you need to think about. You can get ahead by making sure that your boss is in good shape and is not just looking good, but getting the right stuff done, that he's prepared, that he doesn't get surprised, that he's successful in his initiatives. You can get ahead by helping peers that aren't in your chain of command get their job done. You can help people by anticipating the problems that they're going to have and alerting them to them. There's all kinds of things that you can do in your day job to help other people. And if you help enough other people get their job done at your work, you will get the reputation of a person who is helpful and gets things done, and people will start turning to you for tasks. And eventually, that will pay you dividends. This is a life philosophy that you need to think really hard about, whether it's for your internet business or for your day job. And I hope you enjoyed that discussion with Farnoosh. Again, if you're interested in Farnoosh's product, you can find it at latenightim.com/day job. All right. Well, that wraps it up for this week. I'm still holding Bella and she's chewing on my fingers. Don't chew on me, you silly doggy. Bella and I will be talking to you guys next week, where we're going to have at least one more discussion about building internet businesses online and whether or not that's really possible. We've got Justin from Empire Flippers, and he's going to talk to us about the thousands of sites that he's built and what he's seeing and what the value of these sites are. And that's going to be a very interesting discussion for you next week. Until then, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic time working on your internet business. Go get something done.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then,
go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, Bella is so sweet. She's just licking my face the whole time. The whole time I've been talking, she's been licking my face and snuggled up in my lap. So she's a sweet girl. She's, I guess, 10 or 12 weeks old. I'm not really sure. My wife knows all these details. But she's a happy, happy little girl. And she seems to be really smart. I think a lot of these shepherding dogs are really smart breeds. And she's already fetching the ball and, fumbling around. And it's funny because we have a grumpy 70-pound dog that's 9 years old. And she wants to play with that dog, and that's sport. And sport wants nothing to do with her right now. He just growls at her. And when he does, she just rolls over on her belly and sticks her legs up in the air. So funny. So it's good stuff. So if you're not a dog person, you may be having trouble relating. But if you are a dog person, head on over to the show notes at latenightim.com/070 to see some pictures of baby Bella. We'll see you guys later. Ciao.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet, and I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late Night Internet Marketing.